Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm afternoon across Israel with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Perfect weather for being outdoors. In Haifa, expect a light breeze, making it a delightful day to enjoy the city. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post. Just in, Hamas and a Gazan NGO committee are warning parents to stop their children from flying kites after Israel threatens strikes. Also, according to JNS, earlier today, the IDF apprehended a terror suspect near Jenin, preventing a potential attack. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports an alarming scenario raised by Central Command. No more intifada, total war. Separately, Ynet reports on warnings given to former U.S. President Trump about the potential for an Iran war spiraling. 6 months later, it has. And finally, Axios reveals previously unknown moves by Syria and Israel to defuse tensions after a recent airbase bombing. Reaction has been swift on social media. Lieutenant Colonel Ella Wawea shared just minutes ago that the IDF and Shin Bet targeted and destroyed 5 Hamas weapon depots and a launch site in Gaza. Raylan Givens, an observer on regional conflicts, posted earlier today that these depots contained rockets and explosives and were cynically placed inside mosques and near humanitarian sites. Ariel Osseron, a journalist, noted in a post from earlier that the IDF actions highlight Hamas's exploitation of civilian infrastructure. Now for more on those stories, starting with the warning from Hamas and a Gazan NGO. The Jerusalem Post reports that the announcement was coordinated with Hamas authorities. This comes after Israel threatened strikes on kite-flying activities, which they associate with incendiary attacks. The warning underscores the tension in the region and reflects ongoing security concerns. Turning to the IDF's arrest near Jenin, JNS highlights that the suspect is linked to a family with a violent history against Israelis. The suspect's father died in a recent altercation with IDF soldiers, and his brother was involved in a 2022 Tel Aviv attack. This arrest is part of ongoing efforts to counteract potential threats in the area. Meanwhile, a report from Israel Hayom sheds light on concerns within Israel's political echelon. Central Command warns of a potential escalation from intifada to total war in the West Bank. Such scenarios indicate the volatility of the region and the delicate balance Israel must maintain to prevent widespread conflict. In related news, Ynet discusses the consequences of a protracted conflict with Iran. U.S. officials had cautioned Trump about potential escalations, including threats to the Strait of Hormuz. The ongoing conflict reflects the complexities of regional geopolitics and the challenges in U.S.-Iran relations. On the diplomatic front, Axios reveals efforts by Syria and Israel to calm tensions following an airbase bombing. Syria condemned the strike, while Israel justified it. These diplomatic interactions are crucial in managing regional stability and preventing further military confrontations. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports on a significant development involving Carmel Wineries. The authority reached dramatic agreements after blocking a major merger, imposing transparency obligations on the wine giant. Separately, KeyTech highlights a record-breaking real estate transaction in Jerusalem. A deal involving the merger of 3 apartments into 1 large unit set a new benchmark at 15 million shekels. And finally, Israel Hayom Business details a substantial purchase in Tel Aviv. A garden apartment in the Zabotinsky 10-5 project sold for about 11 million shekels, reflecting ongoing demand in the city's property market. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.